Well, defending the unborn and standing up for life necessarily includes offering women and families facing unplanned pregnancies the support and the resources that they need. As practicing Catholics, it's always good for us to know of the many organizations and institutions who are striving to do just that, so we can offer them our support, be it in prayer or financially or by a gift of our time and abilities. Elevate Life helps pregnancy resource centers and clinics in 37 locations across Minnesota and western Wisconsin. Patty Rosano serves as the affiliate support manager at Elevate Life and is with us to tell us more about their important mission. Patty, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Patrick. It's good to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Well, let's start with just tell us a little bit about Elevate Life. Elevate Life. Who is Elevate Life and who do you serve?
Awesome. Yes, so we were started in 1974 by a Catholic nun, Sister Jean Therese Condon. Originally, we're called Total Life Care Centers, and over the years have morphed into the name Elevate Life, because that reflects so well what we do. What we're doing is we're taking life and trying to build a community of life in our communities. So we serve 37 locations, as you said, in Minnesota and Wisconsin, western Wisconsin. And each of those locations is their own unique 501c3 corporation that is serving women in a pregnancy resource center. So our role is that we provide training. Last night I was out at one of our centers attending a board meeting to help them figure a few things out. Last week I was at another center giving a HIPAA training. So those things that we can take the edge off of what they need to know and allow them the ability just to focus on serving the women, but doing it with best practices that we've provided.
Nice, nice. So you are essentially, I mean, I'm thinking of my own life. I mean, I could use somebody like you in my own life who's, you figure out these other things so that I don't have to stress out about kind of what is not at the core of our mission, but nonetheless is very essential to the ongoing work of our mission.
Exactly.
And so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And go ahead. Yeah, please.
Well, I was going to say, and that is so crucial, you know, there's a tendency to think that a pregnancy resource center is a ministry, and of course it is. Nevertheless, it's still an incorporated business in the space that they're operating in, and therefore all laws need to be followed. And also, many of our clinics are medical centers that are doing medical services, and so all medical policies and procedures also need to be followed. So, and in addition, we're kind of under attack by people that think what we're doing is nefarious. And of course, it's not. We're helping people, but we're under attack. And so we have to make sure that everything we're doing meets best practices or even exceeds it. We have to be better than your other medical clinic that you attend for your throat cultures.
Sure.
So what we're doing really matters in terms of not having to reinvent the wheel at each location, but being able to say we have the answers. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, again, a great resource, I'm sure, for many of these clinics. And do these clinics that you serve, are they roughly all the same size, or do they vary quite a bit in terms of how many staff and what their clientele count is like and that sort of thing?
No, they very much vary. So we have some centers that are way up in northern Minnesota, International Falls, Thief River Falls.
Wow.
They're smaller, always growing, but smaller and so forth. And then we also have, of course, some of the more major centers right here in the Twin City area that people might recognize with Guiding Star Wakota or Abrea Pregnancy Resources, Options for Women East. There's one in Woodbury,
sure.
Apple Valley. So those centers that you often see show up in the Catholic Spirit, pretty much most of them are affiliated with us. And, you know, we're helping to provide that introductory training when they hire a staff or helping to just help them with policies and procedures they need to operate well. So, they're all different sizes and, all growing, all doing great work. So, yeah.
Right. And let's talk networking for a moment, because I know that that networking seems to me to be something that would benefit all these different clinics, regardless of how they might differ in and amongst themselves. In fact, that might even provide, inspiration for how each of them can grow. How do you facilitate networking between the different pregnancy resource centers and clinics that you serve?
Sure, that's a great question. Well, it has both shifted and improved and been a bummer through COVID. We were offering webinar resources before COVID. I would say COVID changed and everything for a while was just webinar based. So that the beautiful part of that is even before COVID, what we would do was have in-person, we'd have an in-person training where those who could get here could come in into our center and you know, come in person. But then also it would be in a webinar form going out to everybody. So if somebody was not able to leave their center, they could just pull in online and tune in that way. So then COVID hit and everything went to webinar. And beautiful thing is we were already doing that, so it wasn't that shocking. Now it's interesting as we're coming out of our living rooms a little more, right, and starting to enter the culture again. We have had a couple in-person opportunities, but then we've also still continued the webinars. So we're doing both. But we try to be role-specific. So we have some networking meetings for the executive directors just to get together and meet and swap stories, of course, respecting confidentiality, but just learning from each other. And then we also have opportunities for boards to meet at times, a little bit less of that because they're so busy, but about once a year we've tried to offer opportunities for the board members to get together. The client-facing staff, we offer mostly webinars. It's harder for them to get out of the center, but just last Wednesday we had an opportunity just for networking for client-facing staff to come on and what are you running into? Where are you bumping into roadblocks? And what can we learn from each other? And, you know, it just was great. So
makes a lot
without
of sense.
That affiliation, they would feel very alone doing their work in their little center by themselves. So,
So are you always looking for more resource centers and clinics to come on board with Elevate Life, or are you kind of at your maximum capacity right now? How is that working?
Well, you're asking a very great question. So we are in the process of looking to grow. We want to grow smart and grow well. So we're looking to eventually add on the Midwestern states, so kind of the surrounding states around us. Right now we have some centers in Wisconsin. We want to grow that strategically and add more centers there. And obviously always open for new centers to join us in Minnesota. And then we'll look more at Iowa, South Dakota, North Dakota, and say, how can we provide what we're providing in those states? So there are national organizations that provide resources as well. The difference with us is that we have we have a personal contact with them. We literally go into their centers and do on-site training, and we know them by name. You know, sometimes we know their family and members' names, and it's just a different level of what we're able to provide. So we want to grow that well in each state and have a Wisconsin office and a Iowan office and a North and South Dakota office that does what we do for those states as well. So that is the dream. Yeah, we want to make that happen. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking at your website right now, which is ElevateLifeUSA.org, and you're already set, right? You've already got the USA there, so you're set at least for until you cover all 50 states, so you're good to go that way. But on there, I see an inspiring message from Bishop Cousins. Tell us about how Bishop Cousins has been involved with Elevate Life.
Well, we are so blessed by both of the bishops. But Bishop Cousins has, you know, attended our banquets, or like he did record that wonderful message for us. He's very aware of who we are and who our affiliates are. I would just say he's super supportive. We had our gala back in September, and he got off of a plane. My understanding is he left the plane at 5:30 and went straight from the airport to our banquet to support us. And we just couldn't be more grateful. So he's been a wonderful, wonderful source of prayer and support for us. So,
right. Yeah. Well, very good. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure people are wondering right now about how they might either stay up to date with what Elevate Life is doing. I know you do have, you do have events, as you said. You have gala events and other things. What kind of events do you have? I should ask that, I guess.
That's a great question. We have a golf event for those who like to golf, and that happens the first Monday in August. We've done kind of that traditional gala event for the last few years with the banquet, but next year we're really excited. We're going to have dance at the Landmark Center in November. I think it's November 17th. And so it'll be in that beautiful, looks like a castle, right? The Landmark Center. And we'll have a band. And ideally, if it all works the way we hope, we're going to have swing dance lessons earlier so people can come learn how to swing. And then we'll go into actually having a dance, all adults welcome, and just a fun time to celebrate life together. So that's, instead of the banquet, we're moving into a little bit more fun and relaxed format. And if you don't dance, that's okay, because we have tables that you can sit and visit with your friends. So it should be just a really fun night right before the holidays next year. So other than that, we're still working on maybe a few more things to pull people together for this year. But yeah, watch our website, because we'll keep you up to date.
Okay.
So
what about volunteers, Patty? Do you are you in need of volunteers as well?
Yeah. I would say if somebody ever had it on their heart to want to volunteer with us, give us a call and we'll see where your skills fit in. It's always helpful to have volunteers to help us run our events. We sometimes have people in the office helping with things in the office. And even some of our events aren't donor events, they're training events. So sometimes it's wonderful to have someone who might help with the food and serving the food or picking up the catered food or things like that, that the staff would not have to do that. So there's various ways to be involved volunteering. Also, sometimes we're looking for speakers to present on a topic to our affiliates. So if someone has a skill regarding anything, fundraising, working with clients in any way, whatever it might be, give us a call and we'll see how we can use your speaking skills. So there's so many ways to get involved.
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. And it occurs to me, this seems to be a good way to, you know, if you've wanted to get involved in particularly pregnancy resource centers or clinics but aren't quite sure how to get involved, this might be a good way to just, enter into that, because I'm guessing through Elevate Life, you're going to get to know a lot more about the, not just one center, but perhaps the whole network of centers, or at least a number of different centers that you serve.
So, that's correct. That's correct. So definitely, yeah. If people give us a call, we can help plug you in where your skills would be best used. So, yeah.
How big is your staff, Patty?
We have 3 full-time staff and 1 part-time. So
okay.
We're doing a lot with very few people.
Yeah, I guess so. I was expecting more than that, I got to be honest when I asked. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, we work our tails off, but we love it. You know, we're called by God to do what we're doing, and He makes it work. So we're really grateful.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good. And I assume that having had gala events in the past and that sort of thing, that you do accept donations from others, yeah?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay, so find out all about this on your website, ElevateLifeUSA.org. Yeah, if I got that right?
Yeah, that's correct, ElevateLifeUSA.org. And we also have a Facebook page. Probably the easiest way to find that is just go to the website, and then there's a little blue F, you know, when you click on that. And that will bring you to our Facebook page if you're on Facebook. So, and obviously you could contact us through the website, and we'll add you to our email list if you're interested in updates. We kind of keep you in the loop on what's happening. You can get on our mailing list. We send out real nice newsletters that are kind of little mini magazines a couple times a year with updates of what's happening and information about particular centers. And so it's kind of, they're really nicely done, really interesting to read. So
very good.
Yeah. Feel
and can
free.
You on the website? I'm sorry, I just haven't looked that deeply into it. But can you find out the different centers and clinics that you serve?
Yeah, there is a place where you can find I think there is. We have a couple different websites. One is more for clients, and one is more for donors.
Oh, I see.
And I don't work with the donor website myself, because my focus is more affiliate support. So
right.
I'll look at that, but I think so. And if not, I'll make sure that gets on there.
Excellent. We're making positive changes right here in the moment. It's happening right here, folks. That's right.
Sorry.
Wonderful. No, that's great. I love it. Well, Patty, I'm very grateful for the work that you do, and thank you for providing this, as I said before, a needed service that, if you don't pay attention to some of the things that I believe you are helping these different pregnancy centers and clinics with, then it very easily could sink It could sink a center. It could sink a clinic. Yeah. And yet, yeah. I think a lot of people get involved with pregnancy resource centers and clinics because they have a passion for the unborn, certainly, but for women who are facing unexpected pregnancies. And so there's just a lot of motivation there, but they might not be well equipped to handle some of the things that it sounds like you are stepping in and providing. So I want to offer my gratitude.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and we do. We have, there is a couple of organizations that their mission is to send in secret shoppers in our centers or phone calls and things like that to try to trip us up. And, you know, then that would become a court case if they're successful. So training, equipping people to make sure that they're always following policies and procedures, then we don't have to worry about it. We're following our policies, we're safe, and we can just serve women. So it works out well.
Makes a lot of sense. Well, Patty, thank you for the time that you've given us here on Practicing Catholic. Yeah. God bless you and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Patrick. Take care.
All right. All right, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, do you feel it? That itching feeling to get out into the woods? Well, if you're a hunter, you know what I'm talking about. But how does faith intersect with hunting? Stay with us and find out.